You're listening to SBS News.
In the driveway of a suburban home in Wodonga, a small grey hatchback with a cracked taillight and scratches along the bumper is being inspected. Herono Zera Masange and Kimararungu Nelson Budaderi, known as just Nelson and Masange in the Congolese community, are examining tyres, safety features and an additional brake and accelerator on the passenger side. From the outset, the car is unremarkable, but in reality it carries the dreams of a better life for hundreds of Congolese refugees living along the Victorian New South Wales border. The dual drive vehicle is an essential component in the launch of an in-language driver education program spearheaded by Nelson and Masange, with the aim, Masange says, of changing lives of regional refugees.
We change only the country, but we're not changing the future. What we stand for is to try to make those people to change their future.
Masange and Nelson were among the first Congolese refugees in Albury Wodonga. Nelson says with asylum comes a renewed hope for freedom to those escaping violence and persecution, but many regional refugees continue to live constrained and isolated in their new homes without a driver's license.
It's more than an ID in Australia. It's not easy. People are struggling here to reach... to anything that they want to.
He says without transport, many new arrivals struggle to secure a job, get access to school or TAFE, and even get groceries from the shop to home. Community advocate for the Albury Wodonga Ethnic Communities Council, Richard Ogetti, says he knows several women who wake at dawn to be the first at the supermarket so they can push their loaded shopping trolleys all the way home without being seen.
Is that embarrassment of pushing the trolley along the streets, and she's also embarrassed to keep on asking for help from people every time.
At first, he says new arrivals ask neighbours or other community members for help in getting around, but soon feel uneasy about requesting too many favours. Mr. Ogetti says many of the border region's new arrivals have spent years, if not decades, in refugee camps, arriving in Australia with limited English and no driving experience whatsoever, and require a tailored in-language approach to catch up.
We take it for granted that being able to drive is easy, or everybody should be able to drive, but without support, it becomes very difficult, and those people somehow end up being isolated.
Rain, hail or shine, Enya Kize and Anandebwe and daughter Biera Nyamahoro have no option but to walk around Wodonga. Enya Kize says being able to drive a car would be life-changing for her family.
I am a single mum. I have to walk my daughter to school in the winter, in rain and in cold weather. Getting a license would be a big victory. I could find work and drive to the shops.
They arrived in Australia in 2019 after fleeing the Democratic Republic of Congo. Neither have ever driven a car, and Biero says they're now finding some opportunities in the border town are out of their reach.
If I could get a license, I could help my mum. And when I finish school, I could get a job.
There are train stations at Albury and Wodonga, but there's no rail service to the outer suburbs, no trams and a limited bus network that locals call unreliable. Roberta Baker from the Albury Wodonga Ethnic Communities Council says through her work, she knows many new arrivals who reach the final stages in the job interview process, only to fall at the last hurdle when it comes to having a driver's license.
What we find is that geographical distance between Albury and Wodonga, with a river down the middle, which is about 5 kilometres. If you live in one town and you've got a job prospect in the other, you've got to be able to drive there.
The Murray Valley Sanctuary Refugee Group offers subsidies for refugees wanting to pay for driving lessons, an expense that in a large family can cost hundreds of dollars. The group's Penny Vine says Settlement Services recognised early on that the lack of a driver's licence had become a barrier to integration into local community.
When you've got a family of 10, $360 for 6 lessons is not a reasonable expense, but it's an essential.
She says even when professional lessons can be budgeted for, language still remains a major obstacle.
Often the translator is one of the children in the family and they don't know how to drive either. And so there is and there's also a time delay.
Nelson says while they had been attempting to provide lessons in Swahili, French and several other languages using their own cars, without a brake and accelerator on the passenger side, lessons can be dangerous.
We've been trying to help the community to teach them using our own car, which are not safe. But with this, we'll do more and more and more.
The program, still in its infancy, has attracted a tidal wave of interest, with Congolese refugees issuing requests for lessons daily. Richard Ogetti says for refugees, a driver's license is more than a practicality, it's a symbol of belonging and taking a place within Australian society.
Being able to drive means more than just having a driver's license. To other people, it means getting a job, being independent, being able to live with dignity.
Masange says when he fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2008, he spent 5 years in Kenya, losing all hope for a better life. Today, driving his car through the Wodonga streets, he says life is a highway.
Now I can dream bigger. I can be someone in future because of a settle in safe country and where I can have a dream of someone.
He and Nelson are now determined to help other Congolese refugees find their freedom behind the wheel of a car. Abby Dinham, SBS News.